comments that had some seemed to have impact on Bill McDonald.
In a major way. In fact, there's a whole chain of people. I kind of get into that. I was getting ahead of myself by going to Mueller. But there's a direct chain from Anthony Norris Groves to George Mueller, and then from George Mueller and Groves to J. Hudson Taylor, who was the founder of the China Inland Mission. And, of course, there have been other people, Bill McDonald being a major example of one, who have gone back and benefited from the example and teaching of this man. He's another one, Groves, when he went out to, and he left a very prosperous situation. He was a dentist making a good living and moving in high circles in England and Ireland. But he was one of the first seven to break bread in 1824 in Dublin, Ireland, to just see that all they needed was the scriptures. All they needed was God's spirit. They didn't need a clergyman. They didn't need the authority structure of the hierarchical church. They could just follow the scriptures in simplicity. When he went out to the mission field and went to Iraq, his wife, actually, his first wife, died of plague, and he lost some children of plague in, and I think some in a flood, actually, a flood which was followed by a plague in Baghdad. So, someone who knew what it was to suffer for the Lord. Unfortunately, these last two men I've talked about, Darby and Groves, they start out on the same side, but they end up in the 1840s divided. And that's because sadly there happened a split between some of the assemblies in England in, I think it was 1847, the Bethesda Question, which we won't get into. It's a long and sad tale and well documented elsewhere if you really want to read up on it. But essentially, a bunch of assemblies had a division there, and it formed the basis of what we know today as open assemblies and exclusive assemblies. So the roots of that go back to, among others, two of these men. Groves wasn't the main man who Darby had a problem with. That man was called B.W. Newton, Benjamin Wills Newton. But Groves was one who said, who tried to bring the different dividing people together and tell them that they should unite. His famous statement was, "Whom Christ has received, we should receive." Because they began to say, we're only going to receive people from certain assemblies that we know, you know, are our meetings, so to speak. So that came to be a difficult time.
Robert Cleaver Chapman.
Same time period. Yeah, he was also with Groves trying to bring the fighting parties together.
But is that how some Gospel Halls?
Halls started elsewhere. They traced their roots to some brothers that got saved in Scotland and came over to North America to plant assemblies. They also saw New Testament truth. But at first, they weren't directly connected with these Christians. In fact, it's an interesting thing. In the 1820s, you had these guys in Dublin, Groves and Darby and Parnell and some others, getting together and remembering the Lord. At the same time, some British Army officers in India, not knowing about them, were rediscovering these truths and doing it. Probably before either of those two groups, there was a missionary by the name of Strong in the colony of British Guiana, today known as Guyana in South America. He started doing it with the converts he had seen down there. And there were also some in New York that saw these truths and started gathering in the Lord's name only and remembering the Lord. So the Spirit of God was very evidently touching people here, there, these, you know, with a lot of these things in church history, that's how it goes. It's not just John Wesley and Charles Wesley preaching the gospel and seeing people saved. It's the Erskine brothers up in Scotland. It's Hal Harris in Wales. It's, you know, people over here, Jonathan Edwards and the Tennant brothers. There's all kinds of people being raised up. Same thing with this. There's different people. You had your Darby and your Groves and your Mueller, in the UK, but then in Gospel Hall circles, they're going to have their Donald Ross and Donald Monroe and Alexander Marshall, people that really became the pioneers of many of the meetings that were started every year.
Come out of Scotland, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, should we take a... We're coming to toward the end of the 1800s here.
Yeah, we're middle of the 1800s, but we're getting there. Still got a fair amount to talk about in the 1800s, because a lot happened in that century that's encouraging, so I want to talk about it. But we're coming to the end of it.
And you think now is a fine time for
a
little stretch?
Yeah, now is a great time for a stretch.
All right, we'll take a little stretch then. Why don't we...